Hi. What an awesome opportunity to be here again, to have an opportunity to be able to talk to us all about the personal developmental journey. Are you one who's experiencing setbacks? Are you one who has that vivid dream but does not know how to go about achieving it or making it a reality? Are you one who has lost hope in yourself because you have tried and tried and failed? Are you one who lacks huge amounts of confidence and just have come to the conclusion that nothing good in life will come your way? Well, today's episode on the podcast is basically going to shed light on what I call trust the personal developmental journey. Trust in your journey. Over the weekend I had an experience, so much personal to myself, and that kind of has, played into me recording this podcast today. And it's really personal, and I hope that when you listen to the recording today, it would hit home. It would probably uplift your spirit, or probably instigate or motivate you to take action, and just get you from point A to point B, basically. And why I said that today's podcast is titled "Trust the Personal Developmental Journey" is because, I don't know if for those of you who have been following me, there was a podcast I did some months back, a video I did on YouTube, whereby I was trying to explain the personal developmental journey and some of the, I can't remember, I called it the fallout effect. What I tried to buttress in that video was basically this. You see, when you start the personal developmental journey, you're going to be going at it, in alignment with the three pillars: physical, mental, and spiritual. Now, in the process of actually doing that, there's going to be change in your life with respect to, say, your lifestyle. It will also have impact on your relational interactions, and, generally places in your life that you were engaging in without the personal developmental journey. All right. Now, people who are the closest to you are the first to notice that there has been a change. Now, two things can happen in that perspective. Basically, them going along with the change, being happy for you, or them not understanding what this change is all about and fighting back. I'll repeat myself. The one hand is to go with the change, go with the new you, or the new you becoming whatever you're becoming. And on the other hand is pushbacks, fighting you, because, not because they don't love you, but because they really don't understand what's going on in your head. And most importantly is because they are also not engaging in the personal developmental journey itself, a lot of the things you would be doing would be, a bit strange to them. And the reason behind this is because you have chosen to be intentional about your life. You have chosen to be better. You have chosen to be non-mediocre. You decided never to be average again. And you know how these things are, they're used to you in a particular light. Over the years, you've always been that. They can beat their chest and say, Chris is this, Chris is gonna do that, or he's gonna do this, or whatever the case is gonna be. But the truth is, you have to stick to the journey, no matter what. And I'm gonna tell you the truth is that there's gonna be a lot of talk down at you. And this is because they are not in the day-to-day executional processes of your goals. Hence, their inability to comprehend and, you know, at the beginning, accept what you are currently becoming. I want to say to you today, it's normal. I experienced it. I still experience it. You know, people who don't really see that side of all the work, all the amazing work you're putting into your life. And, you know, in my case, I started a couple of years back now. And even at this point in my life, a lot of good things have happened to me during the personal developmental journey. The sad part of it is that even with all these good things happening, you know, the closest people around me still do not appreciate them or don't see them as a big deal, you know, because they're quick to forget where I was coming from, you know, and just, you know, taking stock of the now in alignment with who I was before. What am I simply trying to say? If you find yourself in that type of situation, what I would advise you to do is stick to the journey. And how are you going to do that? You're going to go back, right, to the primary reason why you embarked on the personal developmental journey in the first place. You know, I spoke about a journal. The way I use my journal is when you open the hardback, right, the hard copy back, I have written my singular goal that encompasses all the small, big, medium goals into one statement. And that statement basically reads like this: I will become a wise, great leader of many, and in turn, help the less privileged by redirecting wealth and human philosophy. Now, that's a statement that has encompassed all my goals. Now, why I had to read that to us today is simply, whenever I hit the roadblocks, whenever I meet people that don't really understand what I'm actually doing, or people that do not appreciate a lot of the things I'm currently undergoing, I go back to this statement and I read it, and guess what? I feel energized to continue the journey. Like I said, the personal developmental journey is a lifelong journey. You're going to be on this journey till the day you have to go. And what that will mean is that you need a referral that will always take you back to the primary reason why you got started in the first place. See, to whoever's listening to the podcast today, like I said, it's personal. I experienced something over the weekend, and it led me to actually, you know, kind of, you know, just put this content together and, you know, ship it out there for us to listen to, and, you know, let us all be on the, you know, make us all be on the same page. You are worth it. You can make it happen. You can do this. If I can do this, there's nothing special about me. You know, there's nothing really unique about who I am, other than the fact that I want to be more in life. And hence, that reason, anybody can join me on this journey. And for those of you who have already joined me on the journey, keep your head up. Don't feel some type of way when things don't go your way. Don't feel some type of way when people don't actually believe in what you say you're doing. You know, just stick to it. Concentrate on the pillars, physical, mental, and spiritual. Write down those goals. Your head can't take them all. And simply execute. I can guarantee and those naysayers or those people who really don't understand what you're going through, but they really love you, at some point it will be so clear, it will be glaring in their eyes, in their faces, And you know, some of them will probably come back and apologize to you. Some who are still so don't have that level of, you know, they can't be humble enough to do that, would inside their mind really appreciate what you're doing, you know, and will always respect you for that. Is the personal developmental journey a game changer? Yes. Will it make you become all you were created to be? Yes. Would it make you 10 times what you are today in relations to your finances, your relationship, your health, your spirituality? Of course it will. And I want you to understand that it's real, it's true, and I will help us as much as possible to go through this journey and remain successful whilst on this journey. Hey, come on guys, it's Monday, beautiful Monday. I want you to take time to listen to the podcast. Remember, and I always like to end with this, you have been created to be great. All you have to do is execute and become great. Come on guys, let's be all we can be. I remain your digital influencer. Come on, I'll see you at the top. Cheers, everyone.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.